This episode of The Instance is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Get 100,000 and more great articles, books, unabridged, and awesome at Audible.com. Use the URL audiblepodcast.com/theinstance and get a free audiobook download today.
Who would be in that? Who would be in that thing?
Well, it would be Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
Hello, Nicki Minaj.
Who else? Come on.
One of the videos, if you pause it, you can almost see her, Nicki Minaj.
But you had real people in that thing. You had Bruce, what's his name? The boss.
Springsteen.
He was in it. Bruce, what's his name?
You'd have Psy.
Sure.
Yeah.
You think so? There are people dying.
Exactly.
Whoop now. Heal the world.
Whoop.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Heal. Heal the world.
The question is, what are we doing here?
You are listening to The Instance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Instance. This is The Instance, episode 297, a few short episodes away from 300. Still don't know what the hell we're going to do special, but we may have a guest or two, cool.
We should recreate the whole film, 300, just as a podcast.
Yeah, you
think
so?
And then you'd be like, what is your profession? I'd be like, herbalism and alchemy.
This is stupid, is what we'd say to that idea.
This is Stormwind!
Exactly.
And I kicked him into a big pit.
Hey, look, it's the more chipper, shiny version of Terpster today. Welcome, Terpster. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
You sound great.
It's good to be. Thank you.
You know what you do? You need to forget what time zones changed in Europe, then call Terpster, and at 4 o'clock, he is as happy as a jailbird.
Exactly. You'll see this in the show. Around about kind of 30 to 40 minutes from now, Just gonna crash out. That's
gonna crash. You need a
Terpster loves time changes. I don't know if you know this, but he loves
it. It's my second favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
If you want to guess what my first favorite thing is, send in an email. Find out
with nude photos. Also with us, Dills over there. Yeah. Dills, how's it going?
For a world champion, I can't complain.
You still recovering from that whole thing? You guys looted up and turned over cars and all that stuff. You guys always
do? I did not do any of that. Mm. I actually put a stop to that where I was.
Okay.
But a couple of idiots decided that when your club wins the match, that's when it's time to riot.
Oh.
Really? Did they stop for tea afterwards?
They stopped for tea in the middle, tea break, right?
Okay.
Tea break, and then back to the ride. Yeah,
and then for the next bit, that's brilliant.
We'll see.
With the Giants, because I heard about this, is like, could we do something similar with World of Warcraft? Because obviously, Method got like a world first, like they were the first to clear the new like raids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in Europe, should we start like having a big like party and be like, "Yay, Method!" Oh.
Why not? Yeah. Look, if they want esports to go to the next level, part of that level is let's blow stuff up.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
I mean, Terpsters, when you guys watch football, you don't even wait for the game to end, right? You guys just go for it right there in the stands.
Go for
football.
Exactly.
they still call it the wrong thing. I think it's great.
It's crazy because it involves foots kicking balls, as unlike the American football, which is about holding egg-shaped... Thing.
We got the kicking. I realize it's substantially less amount of time kicking it. Yeah,
it'd be like naming this like World of Warcraft auction house. Yeah, it's in there. It's a part of the game, but it's not really like the main thing, is it?
Sure.
So, all right. You just gave the best argument I've heard.
There you go.
That's pretty damn good. By the way, I'm Scott Johnson, and today's Friday, and it's November 2nd, and it's 2012, and that means a brand new show, and we've got stuff to talk about. I hit 90 since we last spoke.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
Well, here's the deal. So we did the BlizzCon last week, or BlizzGon. I keep saying it wrong. I want to thank everybody who came out for that. We had tons of people in the chat room all day long. That was really amazing. You all got tons of swag. Maybe that's why you showed up. I don't know. But I can't thank the Convert to Raid guys enough and the guys at StarCast enough for coming in and talking about both StarCraft and Endgame and World of Warcraft. Sadly, we didn't do much with Diablo because there's not much going on. With Diablo, sadly.
It's still a game.
It's still a game, but it's not the kind of thing where you can go,
No, yeah, it's like so, a barbarian who was chunking out something stupid like 2.6 million damage per second.
Whoa.
It's, yeah, it's there's nuts stuff going on in Diablo.
I could have done a whole hour on that. Why didn't I do that?
Well, maybe not. Mm. Maybe not a whole hour.
Yeah.
But like at least like 23 minutes.
I could have probably devoted about 10 to that.
So maybe 24.
The state of Diablo is a weird, it's weird because it's one of my favorite games of the year. Quite honestly, it's one of my favorite things I've played all year and maybe in a couple of years. But it doesn't seem to have the longevity or the legs.
It's because it doesn't have the PvP in yet.
Yeah.
If it had the PvP in, there'd be like a whole persistent game that's ever changing because you're playing against different people all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas like the game you play, yeah, it's random, but is ultimately the same thing again.
I mean, I don't talk a lot about it. I wish they did.
Exactly. I've played too much Diablo to carry on playing Diablo. I'm burnt out.
Right.
And if I had another Diablo like, you know, detraction like the PvP side of things, I reckon I'd be playing it more.
Yeah. And they don't talk about it. So do we still think that's on the? That's got to be on the.
Oh, it's got to be. Yeah.
They've been talking about how it's coming. They just don't really tell us much more than that.
Yeah,
so
we don't get a lot of details, but that'll be interesting. But in the meantime, so again, thanks to everybody for that. That was a lot of fun, and I was really pooped after. But I hit 90 shortly after. It's taken me longer this expansion than I had expected, but things have just been crazy busy for me. But I was able to squeeze it in, and I kind of have it's a little bit of a weird take I have about that moment. I hit 90 just solo, just out rolling, you know, doing stuff, doing quests, and it happened to ding right at the last quest turn in at the door before we go take on the Shah of Anger. I keep wanting to call him the Shah of Rage for some reason. But anyway, right before that quest line sort of ends, and I'm at that big, you know, I'm at that door on the side of the mountain, and I turn in a quest, blah, hit 90. Immediately signed, what talent did I grab? The rapid shot one. Mm-hmm. Whatever it's called. Crap. Whatever it is. The one like a machine gun, basically. I grab that, we head in, and I kill that thing, and that was all very satisfying. It was like, okay, well, at the end of this quest.
Wait, you didn't get the glaive? Hold on. You didn't get the glaive?
What glaive? Glaive?
The glaive.
What glaive?
That's the level 90, the three choices you get at 90.
Hunter spell.
The glaive is the best one.
What does it do? Tell me, because it didn't look fun.
It's a glaive. You throw it, and it comes back to you.
Oh no, I didn't do the glaive.
Like,
I did the machine
gun. Xena Warrior Princess. That'd be amazing.
Oh no, I didn't. I thought that looked well. I haven't seen it used, so I thought, well, I don't know what that's going
to
do.
You
got
to use the glaive to see it used, Scott.
I'll go respec it. No big deal.
But
I'll give it a try. But the description of that doesn't do it justice, then, because it didn't sound great, and I purposely avoided too much theory crafting on these things toward the end because I wanted to kind of just go for it and see and experience it like a noob, you know, and have fun with these things as they come. So the glaive on description level alone looks boring, but and the other one sounded better, but you're telling me it's better. So
I think they should give you 4 free respecs per tier so you can try out each one and then you pick
and
the
then
one
settle
you want.
On one. Yeah,
exactly. Because no, I'd like that. But as it is, you've got to kind of pick one, and if you don't like it, then you've got to be like, I guess I could respec.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, but I'm cheap, so I'll just struggle on.
Well, and even if you did choose one based on just theory crafted, you know, people saying, oh, that's the best one, it doesn't necessarily mean that's the one you're going to enjoy using the most, especially if you're going to go hardcore into dailies and stuff
it's
like that.
It's the best for you.
Right.
Ooh.
But none of them completely outshine the others. I mean, there's definitely some small differences between them, and I think right now min-maxers are pretty much all picking glaive toss, but you know, if you like what is it? It's called Barrage or something, right? If you like
Barrage, that's it.
If you like Barrage, man,
it sounds close to bra. I quite like
if you like barrage bra, then just you know, bra it out.
I like
man.
If the hunter just chucked like, you know, elastic kind of shot a bra over and it covers your enemy's eyes and they run dazed and confused. I cannot see, there is a bra in my face.
That's barrage.
Barrage.
That's when it's lots of bras. And it buries them.
Picturing Dills in a grass skirt suddenly because he's got all this Hawaiian speak going on over there with the bra. I like that.
Yeah, bra.
It's pretty good. Yeah, bra.
It still has a cast time currently, but soon. Barrage,
soon it won't.
Barrage while moving, you can do. Oh, yeah. It still has a cast time, but while moving, you can do.
Yeah, we're getting that whole cast while moving thing is kind of a big deal.
You know what, though? Honestly, it's a buff to bad hunters. I tweeted this out, and no offense to anybody who is really excited about it. I think it's cool. What I'm saying, though, is that it's not going to be a huge DPS increase to hunters who are already able to stop for a second, get their cast off, and then.
But you know what they're going to do, though? They're doing this because this is what I think. I think that these new encounters and content they have coming is going to necessitate more movement and way less standing there.
Well, it basically means, we're going to see a lot of movement, and it's going to kill Hunter DPS if we see that movement and we still have Aspect of the Fox. And
right.
We got to, decide to lose the extra AP to switch to Aspect of the Fox. I foresee a lot of movement. And, mages have their spell on the move, and other people can do stuff on the move, and so it just makes sense that we can do it too.
Right. I got to pop a button. I got to get Spirit Walker's Grace, I think it's called.
Oh.
I can't remember if it is or not. But yeah, on my shaman, I've got to press a button to do that. But it does make things a little bit easier. You just run around casting stuff.
Yeah.
I like to do it when I'm low on health, and I'll pop it and I'll run and heal myself.
It feels fundamentally different. A fundamental change to the way the game is played.
Like Dills is saying, though, it makes it easier.
Yeah.
It does make it easier because it's harder to do to get a shot off, steal and move without getting hit and all of that. Whereas if you can run and avoid stuff, that being said, again, it does allow you to participate more in the more dynamic encounters.
Yeah. But also, it just makes it more action-y. I mean, Guild Wars 2 uses the same method, really, for everybody.
You're constantly moving in that game, and nothing ever stops.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like this weird place between Terra and WoW. It's this little action-y, but not too action-y space that WoW will now inch into a little bit with this change, I think.
You know what they could do, too, though? I mean, I honestly think I would like to see... Cause like I say, it makes it's a buff to bad hunters. I'm not, trying to be derogatory necessarily when I say that, but it's true that if you'll notice a lot of times when we're doing a fight and there's a ton of movement, I might be just a touch behind everybody cause I'm still casting on the way. I'm trying to never miss
right.
a cooldown. I'm trying to never miss the spot where I'm supposed to cast this. So my rotation stays up, but I would like to see something maybe a forward disengage. Rather than just I'm not against them taking this out, but just other ways for us to move around to kind of catch up to people.
More nuanced approach and less just sort of, run and gun. It's interesting because when you and I, we'll just go back to some older content. Let's say when we were doing Firelands or something. Oh, Firelands, I freaking hated it there. But anyway, running around Firelands and if we were in fights where Dills and I didn't have to move a lot, I would keep up and do all right DPS-wise.
Yeah, no,
the minute there was a lot of movement, you would just murder me. You're right. It comes down to, you can gauge Hunter and other classes too, but Hunter skill specifically from players. If they are on the top of the DPS charts and you're in a lots of movement fight, hats off to the Hunter who does that because that's hard. And I suck at it. I'm terrible.
Yeah, it takes, you know what would make you better at it is PvP. Doing PvP actually helps quite a bit because on PvP, you're constantly on the move trying to stay. Now, it's different now because you don't need to stay as far away. I mean, you still want to, but it used to be with minimum distance and all that you had to stay away from people. Nowadays, it's a little more like, all right, you caught up with me. That's fine. I'm still going to, shoot you right in the face. But, it's one of those things where the more you do it there, the more you have to do it, and it just forces you to get a little bit better at it. So. Yeah. Also, somebody in the chat room just said turn and disengage. Yeah, I know that you can turn and disengage. I do that all the time, but I'm saying a forward disengage where you just click it and go. I think that would be cool.
That would be pretty.
They should have like jungle vines, like Tarzan, make it more huntery,
and you have to swing
on a vine.
That'd be like, gosh, Blizzard, Corey Stockton, are you listening to the show still? Because Duke. We've finally done it.
Scott wants to be Spider-Man.
I would like to see that'd be cool. You could have maybe and you could answer it by having a bird or something that's your pet bird that comes down and throws a vine down to you and then you can swing somewhere else.
My
you could
gosh.
Be like the Phantom.
You also said,
the power of 10 bears. And
then you would be 10 bears stronger.
Well, fantastic.
If we can summon, all of our stable all at one time out of nowhere, we don't need to explain this too much, right?
Sure. No, probably not.
Leap forward on a vine.
I think people get it.
In Pandokemon, they have, in actual Pokemon, you could teach your Pokemon fly and cut and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you could teach one of your non-combat pets fly, and then everyone could have a flying pet pick them up.
Oh,
somewhere.
Dude.
There you go.
Take a nod from Torchlight. Let's get a little, you know, something out of my pet other than looking good.
Mm.
I like that idea. So, Dills, I know you've been doing some farming. How's that going for you? You got all your gold, by the way, from all your World Series win stuff?
Yeah, so I'm up about, I don't know, 8 or 10,000 gold.
Good Lord, dude.
After making baseball bets and my Giants.
Really?
Yeah.
So, isn't that against the terms of service?
I don't know what you're talking about, Terpster. This was just a friendly conversation that me and a good buddy of mine had, and then they gifted me money at the end of it all. It's right. You know?
It's just a friendly... Yeah, there's no... There's no betting.
I had that once. We had to send a bloke round to break their legs.
Uh-oh.
And then they gave the gold over really willingly then. It was good.
Bloke.
Well, that's a good way to collect for sure. I collected through Twitter. I just tweeted at him. I said, send it over here.
Yeah.
Although I did tell Tom I would break his legs.
That's right. And Tom Merritt's got spindly little chicken legs. So
he was pretty slow to pay, though, I got to say. So anybody out there who bets with Tom,
Well, it's because sure he normally listens to podcasts on like 3x speed.
Yeah. That's right.
So he's actually got to balance that somehow. So he does everything else slower.
I'm going to send out a message to Tom right now. Tom, thanks.
It's the opposite, isn't it? Oh, no, you're right.
The gold.
It'd be funny if he was listening to everything at 3x slower. That would be pretty funny.
Oh, that'd be even better. So manly. I'd be like Barry White.
Right. Tom called in last week live. He was out running his dog and called in live to the show.
That was all nice. He just does TNT and then he just for the rest of the time
and then runs his dog. Yeah. And listens to podcasts at 3x speed. So what's going on in his life?
They must be going at quite a pace.
Weird.
Yeah, so basically, I'm done. I'm not gonna grind for anything for a long time. You know what I am gonna use all my money for though? Probably is now I can skip all the running around mining and stuff, and I can just level JC on my panda.
Yeah. You'll want to do that for those mounts.
Yeah, just go to the auction house and buy all the crap up that I need.
Matt made me a because he's a jewel crafter, right? He made me one of those. I forget what they're called, but they're the panthers that are all made out of like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like the Jade Panther.
Yeah, Jade Panthers. I got one of the red ones. Oh, my gosh, that thing is so hot. And I forgot that it flew because for the last chunk of leveling, I can't fly.
Yeah,
so, it's a panther. Of course it flies. What, are you an idiot?
Duh. No wings? Come on. So I went and I paid for it, and I was like, oh, holy crap. I didn't just jump. I'm flying. Woohoo, I'm flying, Mom. So had a ball with that.
You forgot how to fly.
It was great. Now I'm faced with just, you know, I did want to mention this. It's just daily hell out there. Like, I don't know. I know where I'm. People are saying, oh, start with these two. Okay, great. But geez, guys, there's so much of that going on. There are so many dailies. I don't even know what to do with myself.
Have you seen like the pet battle dailies? Or you have to literally run all over the place for some of these things.
Yeah.
And the reward, I don't know if it matches the effort.
Maybe not. Have you guys, I know Dills is still working on it, but Terpster, did you nab yourself, did you start your little chicken egg thing and start growing your dude up there?
Wind serpent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a yellow one.
Mm. I did as well. I got yellow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My yellow is my favorite color.
So. I wasn't sure if it was going to be, if it was actually going to be yellow, but it is.
Yeah.
It's quite yellow.
Totally popped out yellow, and I started doing those dailies. And
if it pops out yellow, Scott, go see a doctor. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if it pops out yellow for more than 4 hours, I'll go see a doctor. Anyway, so that's all.
Until then,
fun.
I'll just enjoy it.
Good stuff coming. By the way, this episode brought to you in part by TweakedAudio.com. I've told you guys about these before, and if you listen to TMS, the morning show here on the Frog Pants Network, you know we talk about them all the time. Well, they have a special code for this show. You want to listen to shows like this, audiobooks, music, whatever. You want to listen to better music, better sound, and have better comfort in your ears, use Instance at checkout for 33% off at tweakedaudio.com. They will absolutely take care of you. It's amazing stuff. Don't pay more, pay less. That's Instance at checkout at tweakedaudio.com.
Big news of the week.
Big news.
Rob Pardue. Currently, what is his job role? I forget what they call
it. Chief executive of Badass Games.
Right, that's the one. He says
he's part of the StarCraft team, isn't he? Is he more general?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Rob's a co-founder, so he, it was him and Morheim and what's his name?
He's executive vice president of game design.
Thank you. He's a big shot. He's one of the top three guys.
He's not a co-founder. Isn't he thinking of Frank Pierce? Is what you're thinking of?
I thought Rob Pardo was a co-founder.
No.
No.
He was.
Why did I think that?
He was a guildmaster in EverQuest. That's where he started out.
Oh, really?
So yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah. Why have I never? That's weird that I haven't known. I shook his hand.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. I thought he was a co-founder. Well, anyway, I knew Frank Pierce was there.
If I could take back a handshake, Rob.
Who's the other guy that was with him that's not there anymore?
I can't remember his name. But yeah, guy who's not there.
Jim Jam. Yeah. Anyway, Rob Pardo on Twitter said the next WoW expansion is going to be awesome.
Alan Adham.
Thank you.
Adham.
The next WoW expansion is going to be awesome, according to his tweet, which seems like a weird thing to say right after your current expansion launches. And a bunch of people on Twitter,
VP of game design, says game design is going to be fantastic. I like it. This is news.
It's a little bit odd. Here's why I bring it up. I realize it's not really news because, yeah, of course, the next expansion is going to be great that we don't know about yet and probably won't for another year.
He's just showing off. That's all he is.
Right.
He's like, guess what I know that you don't. Yeah. What's coming up?
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
I guess what I'm asking. Obviously, we can't glean anything from just saying it's awesome. There's no way for us to say, oh, well, clearly, Emerald Dream.
Unless it is literally that we will be in awe of it. Mm. And what are we in awe of? Well, something grand. Maybe Titanic.
Whoa.
Maybe the Titans returning to Azeroth.
What?
I don't know. Okay. No, I don't know.
Who knows?
But I don't think that there's any code in it. I just think he's just
there isn't any code. It's just him talking. But is it... this is more of a, not ethical question, but a question about whether high ups at a company like Blizzard should be talking about this. Is this a bad... I guess what I'm saying is, are people at Activision and are stockholders going, dude, don't talk about the thing you're not even going to talk about yet while we're still trying to milk the one we've just put out?
No, it's true. Yeah, yeah.
Get everybody
excited for the iPhone 6 right now would be probably a bad idea.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's a good example.
You gotta sell the 5 first.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's a very good example. It's like saying, look, I know you're all really enjoying Alice, but Flow is going to be awesome. Dills won't, or Terpster won't know what we're talking about. In fact, maybe even Dills won't know what I'm talking about. Everyone go home and ask your uncle who Alice and Flo were.
Yeah. I cannot wait for Walking Dead season 4.
Can't prove anything.
What, Dills, what were you saying?
I said I can't wait for Walking Dead season 4 either. So.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. That's the same exact thing. Why do that when you've got this?
Like, I'm in the middle of it right now, season 3. So let's just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was Nick Carpenter, like, tweeted last week or a couple of weeks ago, just being like, just came out of a meeting about Titan. That is going to be so good. Mm. You know, and it's like, okay, well, that's cool. Thanks. thanks for that.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Did you ever find anything out about it at all? No? Okay. But that's, I don't mind it because we know there's going to be another WoW expansion.
Yeah.
There's nothing new about that.
I think we know it's going to be awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. So we know nothing more. Except, you know, that it's made us talk about it and think about it.
Okay.
And I think that's only a good thing.
Prediction. How many, Dale start, or Terpster will start with you. How many expansions does this game do?
Infinite.
Infinite? You don't think they ever stop?
I don't think there's a need to stop. You know, it will stop when people want it to stop.
Mm.
And I can't see any time when that's going to happen. There's always, if you look at how many games out there, how many MMOs tick along with a hell of a lot less than 10 million subscribers. You know, Blizzard can have a tiny fraction of the player base still loyal and playing, and it still be worth their time to generate new content.
Mm.
So I don't see any reason why it has to stop.
All right, Dills, you concur?
Well, since I'm a child and I like to beat people, I'm going to say Infinity plus 1.
Ah!
Ha!
Damn it!
My dad can beat up your dad.
That's right. I think Terpster's right on. I think as long as there's like 100,000 people playing this game, which, let's be honest, that'll happen. That's going to be 20 years from now. I think there'll still be that many people.
Weird.
Even if they make it like free to play, there'll be a billion people playing it.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many more years left in WoW.
This is what I'll say. I'll be a little bit avant-garde here. I'm going to say I agree with you both about the longevity. But I have a notion in my head that there will come a time, and I don't know when that time is. We know there's a next expansion, so that answers that. But maybe the one after that, the one after that. At some point, they come out and say, we are no longer going to do the normal business model of putting out a packaged expansion. It is now going to be a thing that just happens in real time, digitally, or some other method or some new paradigm of looking at how the game expands? Does it always have to be 10 more or, you know, 5 more levels and a new place to explore?
No, true.
It doesn't.
I think you're right. I think there could just be, an expansion that's just some new raid stuff, maybe a new race, and they don't change the level cap, things like that. Like, that could definitely start to happen as it
I think if it went free to play, then yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I can't see that happening as it is now. I mean, Blizzard plays around with the format, but it doesn't change it that much. Mm-hmm. If it was Valve we were talking about, then yeah, because they like to do crazy stuff, mm-hmm. just these experiments. Blizzard, I think, is less likely to do something like that. And yeah, I don't think it needs it. Mm. I think just keep doing it, keeps working. It's not like people aren't buying the game.
Right.
You know, WoW was, you know, Cataclysm was big, it was pretty big, you know, and Mist has been, you know, as big, if not bigger. I just can't see any reason anytime soon where we'd be looking at a scenario when they're not going to keep doing this.
But what about, like, platforms changing? So you say, oh yeah, they could go, I know, but you could say, oh, they're going to go for another 20 years.
Yep.
I don't know if in 20 years the PC world looks like it does now. I don't know. I'm not saying it's all going to be tablets and implants. I'm just saying.
Well, if it moves to the cloud, then you know that's a likely thing that could happen. And they just transfer it across. They make another version.
Yeah.
There's no reason why WoW and the databases and stuff that they're running it on has to stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think what they do is all video games move into a bath salts form, and basically they mm-hmm. just. You take a certain drug, and then it just makes the world look like that game. Oh, so then you go out there and you just eat faces
I
and
hope
stuff.
Not.
And yeah,
it's a terrible, terrible future you speak of. all right,
but the games are great, Scott. The games are amazing,
aren't they? Though,
yeah,
so realistic. Yeah.
Here's a blue post of interest today: Mists of Pandaria flying for alts. There's a lot of people saying, "Well, look, I've been through it on my main, so can I just please fly my alt through there now? I got this mage. I just want to get done." I don't need, you know, I don't need to go explore it again. Please let me fly this. This is what they said. We're not sure if we'll be doing this, which means they've at least considered it. The tome worked out well enough for Wrath of the Lich King as an experiment, but so much of the experience we spent a lot of time and effort shaping in Pandaria is negated by flying. In addition to the upcoming reputation changes for alts, when a character on all accounts hit or on the account hits revered, we'll consider other methods of potentially speeding up the leveling process for alts. But we think, quote, allow flying is necessary. We don't think allow flying is necessarily the best answer. In other words, they have crafted Pandaria in such a way that they feel like that experience requires you not to be flying yet. Mm. I call kind of bull poo in this sense that. I've done it. If I've done it once, yeah, I've done your crafted experience thing. I've done it. So now let me.
But you haven't done it all, though. I don't know.
But haven't I?
If they changed it here, so if the argument is I want to level faster, then Blizzard could do something similar to what they've done with reputations and say, okay, well, once you've hit 90, all your alts level 85 up require 50% as much XP to level up,
yeah.
or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And that way. You play through the game as is. You just require less XP to cap out. Brilliant. Everyone wins.
Right.
Whereas, like, if they allow flying, then it is a case of the way they've created phasing, the way you travel through zones and get from place to place. Some of those things might actually not work and might, you know, break, and you might not get that same experience. And so, yeah, you've seen it good once, but then you're seeing it bad multiple times.
Right.
And I think if the argument is literally, I want to level faster, then Blizzard can tweak the numbers so you level faster. They don't have to tweak the game. They just tweak the amounts.
But you can see why people see flying as just an answer to this, you know? It's like, well, I can just pop around, you know? Yeah. I can just get to the places I want. Dills, how do you feel about it?
Well, I think you're right for sure. I think that this doesn't necessarily mean that I'm now going to experience and I'm going to be in awe as I run around. I get what Blizzard's saying. It's the same thing with making raiding easier. They, you know, they want people to see this stuff that they spent so much time on. But I think the answer is a little different. I think maybe something like, giving like an XP bonus for quests that you haven't done yet on the account, something like that. Where, you know, if I want to level faster and you want me to see all the stuff, you know, just incentivize doing that. It's incentivize seeing the stuff I haven't seen
yet. Oh, yeah. Like, so maybe instead of doing Hyjal, you go do Underwater Land.
And, yeah, like on your your alt, if you do the same exact route, it's going to be the same exact XP. But if you go a different route, you're going to level much quicker because you're going to see that stuff and then you get a bonus. So, you know, there's other ways to kind of force people to make sure that they see all this stuff if that's really what they're concerned about. I don't know. I think, honestly, once I get one tune to 90 and I get flying, just give it to all of them, you know?
Yeah.
We're kind of at that point now where we're not a bunch of characters. We're a single account.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense anymore to me to still have a few things that don't work that way.
Yeah, it drives me slightly nuts when I have a character. Well, it's better than it's ever been, so I guess I should quit complaining. But when you do work on an alt, you're like, oh, man, I wish he had that thing.
But this is inconsistent is what I'm saying. It's like this, you know, we're past the point now where it's like, well, my paladin is like this. And my hunter's like this. Now we're kind of at the point where, you know, my account is Dills now, you know, and all of my characters all have the mounts that I got on Dills, you know?
Yeah.
And then to then say, well, yeah, but you can't fly with them because you're not on Dills. And it's like, all right, I don't know about that.
News, breaking news, everyone. Beep, 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 beep. Someone in the chat room, I'm a CU, says, good news, everyone. I just got hacked. Somehow Authenticator was taken off my account. Fantastic.
Wow. Really?
Wow. Keylogger? I don't know what that was, dude. Sorry. That sucks. He says, logged in last night, and wow, so much room in my bags. Yeah, get on that.
Take it a GM. That'll sort you out.
Yeah, they'll get you fixed. But, man, damn. It's always scary. When I hear about somebody who is authenticated and is doing all the right stuff and they still get hacked, that just makes me nervous. Like,
it really does.
How are they getting through, man?
That's not cool.
Yeah, but Dills, yeah. But Blizzard. I almost said Dills will take care of you. Blizzard will take.
Yeah, Dills will take care of you. Don't worry. I got all this extra baseball gold, man. Let's do this.
That's what it is. But it's good work.
That's right. In other news, people still asking, why can I not fly in Silver Moon? I cry every time I go back. Here's a
stop
quote
going
from
back.
Blizzard says,
"What are you going there?
What are you doing there?
No reason.
They got a nice little auction house. Not very
like
many people.
Rooms
there.
That sweep on their own.
Yeah, really? I guess so. You like the Harry Peter version of things there?
I do quite like some of the intimate chats you can have in the Silver Moon Inn.
But behind the silky
behind the yeah. behind the silky curtains. I might / lay down on a bed.
Wow.
Alongside a beautiful night elf female. What's she doing there? I'd say you're not allowed in this city, but she's a naughty girl. She doesn't care what the rules are. And So anyway, that's that.
That's that. Let's move on. Yep, here's their quote. Here's their answer. It says it would take months for us to fix it. I don't know if that's true. Which means you'd get less other stuff. Challenging for us is to justify. Meaning the challenges for them to justify, but they said it
to justify why it would take them months to fix it.
That's really weird. Really?
Why they would spend months on that rather than something else.
Yeah, but why would it take months?
I don't see how this would take
months. Because it's a separate phase, isn't it still? I'm pretty sure the Night Elf Zone still has a instance between it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you can.
Sorry, the Blood Elf one.
You can fly all over the place around there. You just
can you
can't.
Though?
Yeah, I think so. Can't you fly around the scar and stuff? I'm sure.
Actually,
you
might be able to then. Yeah, you might be right then. I don't know.
I think
the city's is it not built like Stormwind was, where it doesn't actually work from certain angles?
Maybe that's the problem. I mean, this content came when flying was introduced.
I don't think you can fly there though. I think you once you go through that, you know how there's that portal.
Yeah.
Yeah, between. Plaguelands and that, yeah.
Yeah, I think once you go through that portal, I don't think you can fly anymore. It's been a long time since I've been there, so I can't really say. Yeah. But it's probably that they just didn't build any of that geography.
They half-assed it,
and
now they're paying the price.
And now it would take months to fix.
Do the big yellow banana serpent, because it looks kind of like you're flying, and then you'll feel all right about that while you're in there, sort of. Or you can do Tyrael's Charger or something and just feel a little bit better about your life. But
I actually did go back not that long ago to get myself a Dragonhawk because I was doing one. DPS testing and I wanted to kind of see it in the real world.
Hey, look, you don't have to justify your fetish with a Dragonhawk.
No, I just wanted a Dragonhawk.
I understand.
I got a thing about dragons. Calm it down.
And a hawk.
But no, I mean, I think I'm pretty sure when I got in there, I suddenly couldn't mount. Actually, let me look at the chat room. What did they say? They probably know.
No, we know about that, but yeah, it's a no-fly zone. But I think part of that area is flyable. I'm not 100% sure, though.
I mean, I don't think it is. I reckon anything in that instance zone, I think, is no-fly.
All right. Well, I haven't done it in a while.
So, like Zulaman and stuff like that, no-fly.
Well, I will say this: the guild uses Silvermoon for big town hall meetings. When we're in Skype, we got like
ghost town.
300, 400 people in there, and we all go there because there's nobody there. Yeah. Occasionally you'll find some little knight or blood elf noob walking around going, "What the hell's going on?" We're like, "Well, dude, you don't have any lag here, so."
Remember the sun well. It's like, okay, I will do. Thanks for that.
Just yell that at them.
That's all I do. I go to Silvermoon on the RP server we're on and tell people to remember the sun well.
I think it's unfortunate because it's one of the most beautiful zones that they've made. And it just doesn't get used for anything. It's really pretty, you know?
It's nice.
It's a really cool design. There's lots of cool ambient stuff going on. It's one of the better looking, certainly, you know, racial cities in the game.
Can you name the Blood Elf faction leader?
I can't name any of the secondary people like that.
Exactly. It's just like, come on.
Like, who's the space
Make
goat?
Him cool.
Who's the leader Make space him. Goat guy? Who's that?
What, Valen?
Is it Valen?
Or Valen, or Valen, how do you say it?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, Lorthamar Theron. Thalanos?
Yes, Lorthamar. Yeah. Like, no one cares. No. Like, Kel'thas, like, at least had a cool name and cool character and stuff like that. Yeah, he was ultimately a bit evil and stuff, but c'est la vie. I just think they need to do something with the Blood Elves. They need to make them cool.
They made a big deal about them once. And then nothing really sense.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Who's the Blood Elf lady?
At the end of Sunwell, like, you know, it's like they, you know, the Blood Elves got their own little Naru. Yeah. They healed the Sunwell.
Right.
And then all the paladins were like, yeah, now we don't have to be evil paladins. We're just paladins. Mm-hmm. We're not Blood Knights. So we are Blood Knights, but we don't have to be.
Right.
It was all good. And then it kind of like, forget those. Next content.
Mm-hmm. You know what you could do?
Left aside.
They need to have more iconic raid boss types turn good and take over leadership roles because they're more memorable. So
no, they are memorable.
Like,
sure,
how about you face Jiraxxus, dude? Have that guy. Put him in charge of something.
They should put Illidan in charge because he loves arcane energy, right? And yeah, he's a night elf, but screw it. Illidan comes back. He's like, you know, my people have abandoned me. I hate night elves, but I like elves in general. So you are the other elves. I will lead you. And they're like, you've got like crazy demon wings. He's like, yeah, but I'm a badass. And you're like, you are a badass. And I can remember your name. Yeah. So.
And you're dead. That's the other thing.
No, he's back. He's cool. He's fine. It's Warcraft.
He
didn't die in a cinematic. Okay. Oh, no. Did he die in a cinematic?
Maybe you know what Warcraft's like? It's like Marvel. No one dies forever.
That's true. In Marvel, I think it was a James Bond movie. If you were running for Blood Elf office, what would be the Ohio of Blood Elf office?
Where would
Illidan really have to concentrate?
The big battleground state. I don't know. Where would that be? what is the?
Yeah, it would be Eversong Woods.
Would it be?
Right? I mean, it'd just be, yeah, it just would be.
A little backwards, but also a little forward thinking.
It's like the city, we know it leans left, the city, whatever. Don't worry about that. But if you could turn Eversong Woods, then you got them.
Azeroth is mine! Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Yeah. After Tuesday, all right? After Tuesday, maybe.
I just think that the Blood Elves, you know, forget fixing flying in the city. They have to fix the city first. Yeah. And by the city, I mean the infrastructure, the leadership.
You're a socialist. These are socialist ideas. My opponent needs to eat an egg and die because that's a socialist idea.
You just want to give health care to all the Blood Elves, don't you?
Yeah,
I'm just saying there's a good opportunity. Garrosh has gone a little bit mental. Maybe he takes out some of the lesser liked faction leaders to open up the space maybe for some better faction leaders.
I know. I've only got 2 minutes to rebut this, but I want to say my opponent... Dude, I'm so sick of the election. I wish this thing was just over.
I'm tired of it. You don't even live in a battleground state.
No, I live in a...
I like the point you made. It's a good point. And I'm going to answer it by just saying something completely different about my agenda. And that's what I would like to do.
You won't actually answer the question, though. You'll just...
No. Yeah. No, I will tell you about... I understand, you know, children are important. They are very important. I like children.
Yeah.
But I'm going to financially reform the whole country. By investing in big corporations.
No, you got that wrong. They don't even say by doing whatever. They just say, I'm going to do it.
I think you heard my opponent say he likes children. I'm concerned about the perversion coming out of the socialist man. What's going on?
What happens? It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, slippery slopes, everybody, all around. All right,
he likes slippery slopes. Oh, I don't know what that means.
Let's get to the updated raid schedule for Heart of Fear and Terrace. Now, this has already kind of hit this week. So last week it was actually posted on the 26th, I want to say, but we were not doing regular shows because of BlizzCon. But I wanted to talk about what has opened, what people are doing. I know some people have already world first of this stuff. Who did you say, Terpster?
Method.
Was it Method?
Yeah, the EU Guild. It's tough because they had the Americans had a day beforehand, but pff, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Europe,
right?
Europe just came through, kicked ass.
The European guilds, dude, they are forces to be reckoned with. Yeah,
they're really good. Yeah. They were saying they did an interview over on WoW Insider, and they said like, how do you feel about like the US guilds having this head start? And they're like, they always have a head start. It's like we wake up and we expect them to have downed a few bosses, and it's kind of how we see how hard it is based on how many the Americans could do. And I was like, oh, snap. That's like dirt talking.
That's like a boxer saying, smack yeah, top. Go ahead and punch me three times in the face before I even get one off. I just want to see how strong you're feeling today. Yeah. Oh, that's all? Okay, well, bam, 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 knockout, you're done, you're out first round. That's kind of how they treat things. Why do you suppose this is, that they dominate in this way? Like, it's like
because
asking why does StarCraft, it's like why does South Koreans dominate? It's the same question, you know, in StarCraft. What is it about the culture in the EU generally that drives this, do you think? Or is there nothing? It's just...
I don't know. I think a lot of the best players are like in Sweden and Norway and stuff like that, where they've always had traditionally really good internet. And so I don't know if it's just that they've been able to play competitively for longer.
Less lag.
With people, exactly. Less lag, but they're also used to playing alongside other players. I don't know. I honestly have no idea why they're so good.
Yeah.
I'm seeing... my hand up and say, I'm European in theory. I'm not very good. So I don't think it's everyone over here. But I think it's just there's little things that help.
Also, I'm seeing duality as the world first for Grand Empress Shexier.
Oh, duality.
Oh, that probably doesn't count. Maybe. They're not European though, so.
No, they're US, yeah.
Yeah, that's a US.
Yeah, so
one.
I don't think that counts.
But so they're like basically the only one in like the top five that's US. I'm not sure if I'm looking at the same.
Is Blood Legion in that at all anymore? What are they doing? Are they trying?
I don't see them now. They're probably waiting for Heroic though.
They're not trying real hard.
I see Paragon. I see some names.
Ooh, they're the translucent Finnish ones.
That's right.
The ones you can see their hearts beat. They're like baby fish. Let's move on. Oh yeah. So anyway, the point about this is this is what they said. They can to help raiders prepare their schedules for next week. That being this week, we want to give everyone a brief heads up about normal mode of Heart of Fear. We'll be debuting alone on Tuesday, and the normal mode of Terrace of Endless Spring will now be open 2 weeks following the release of normal Heart of Fear. That was not the original plan. The original plan was, I believe, simultaneous, unless I have that wrong. To help players focus on tackling these new encounters without fear of being overwhelmed, we've decided to stagger the release of the two remaining zones. Heart of Fear should prove to be a challenging zone that will take the typical group some time to master, and players must defeat the Grand Emperor Shakira at
Rips
the end of Heart of Fear before they move on to Terrace of Endless Spring once that zone unlocks. The unlock schedule is looking for raid for Heart of Fear and Terrace Endless Spring is unaffected by this change. Heroic Heart of Fear will still be accessible to players who have cleared the zone on normal difficulty. So you clear it, you got it. We'll be posting an updated schedule when Heart of Fear goes live next week, like we did when Mogoshan Vaults did. It should be 2 weeks between Heart of Fear and Normal Terrace opening. So there's your little raid update. If you were looking forward to what the crap was going on this week and what the stagger was going to be, that's the latest. And I guess it's already in force, and people are playing it, cool. And some have already downed it. So good job.
Right.
Good job, everyone. We'll see that
Not
stuff in about.
Hooray.
How long for us, Dills, in our group? Probably.
Well, I got to hit 90, which.
Yeah, you got to hit 90.
Baseball's over, so it's back to playing. Although I will be in Vegas for 6 days next week, so not a lot of play time there. But
nope.
Oh,
I got a weekend before that.
There'll be lots of lady time and drink time and golf.
I'm going to make it happen. Yeah. I'm going to make it happen. I'm actually going to golf 5 days in a row. So because we're going to golf on the way out there at this really, it's called Horse Thief Golf Course or something like that.
Whoa!
And it's apparently it barely makes sense that it exists. So
really?
Some of my friends have played this and they say we got to do it.
That sounds
it's
awesome.
On the way to Vegas.
That sounds great.
Like basically, there's one person maybe who works there.
Like
and they may or may
like
not
that.
Be a murderer. Yeah.
Oh, really? They may or may not be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Somehow they run an entire golf course.
You do a little check before you go. I think it'd be wise. Be prudent.
We'll just carry weaponry. That's all right.
Speaking of weaponry, your best weapon in World of Warcraft so that your raid doesn't stink is so that you guys are speaking to one another. I would recommend going to typefrag.com and using one of their fantastic Ventrilo TeamSpeak or Mumble servers. We use a big vent server, 400 man. They're fantastic. Get in there, get what you need. They're cheap, they're easy, and we love these guys. Typefrag.com, still with the show after all this time. Please support them by supporting us, or support us by supporting them. That's what I really meant to say. Hey guys, a quick moment to talk about Audible.com. We talk about them on the show here and there, and you know them to be what I know them to be, which is a fantastic source of audio entertainment. It's where I get a lot of my books I like to read. For example, I'm thinking about going to see that Cloud Atlas either this weekend or next, but before I do, I want to hear the book. Hear the book, you say? Well, that's what I can do on Audible.com. Just listen to this, for example. Okay.
I fancy he is a bedlamite. Friday, the 8th of November.
There you go. There's just a piece of it. Cloud Atlas by David Mitchell. And narrated by a bunch of folks because they sort of want to show how the book breaks up in these very different narratives, which is the whole point of the book. I'm super stoked about the movie, and I'm super stoked about the book, and you should be too. Well, check out the book because that's, I hear, way better than the movie can be or will be or is. And you can do that by going to audiblepodcast.com/theinstance. That'll get you a free audiobook download, either Cloud Atlas or anything else that tickles your fancy. They've got a huge library to choose from, so I promise you have lots of choices. That's audiblepodcast.com/theinstance. Do it today. It's time for Town Crier.
Hear ye.
Why, it's the Town Crier.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Town Crier. It's where we take your calls and we read your emails, and we got a bunch of calls today, starting with this one, Trading in Unwanted Abilities.
Hey, Scott, Dills, Terpster. I had an interesting thought. We keep talking about in Mists of Pandaria the abilities and how there's just way too many of them. We're kind of really, really overwhelmed. And I keep thinking with Blizzard, as the years go on, the expansions progress, it's only going to get worse. So what if in the next expansion, Blizzard made it possible for you to trade in certain abilities that you wouldn't want to use anymore? See you later.
Okay. I would actually submit, why not just not use them? Like, if you've got a bunch of abilities and you're like overwhelmed with how many there are, but you find you're only using 50% of them, well, then don't use the other 50%.
I say it comes tricky to balance as well. Like, how are you rewarding people for trading it in? What, do you give them a different spell?
Right.
Do they get more powerful versions of their other spells? Mm. Yeah, how'd you do that? I don't know.
It's you'd have to assign some sort of a value to spells, and then when you trade one, you have to trade it for an equal value. But then the value can change depending on the synergy with other spells. So it would just be a balanced nightmare.
And aren't the talents sort of trying to be this now? They're basically giving you
in
three
a lot of ways. Yeah,
from, and you're...
it's letting you pick and choose which, you know, how you want to play your character.
Yeah, instead of them being statistic changes or you know stat changes on an existing ability, they are actual abilities, and I can say, well, I do want Stampede, or I don't, because that's not my style. But you are kind of trading them when you go do that, when you swap them in.
You know, it's one of those things, though. It sounds cool, and it seems like it would be a really fun idea to say, you know, I'm a hunter who also has some mage spells or whatever, right? But if you don't have these kind of core
hunters with intellect again,
no.
If you don't have these
core... My gear, you damn hunters! Oh, you bastards.
Can't do that.
If you don't have these core abilities, though, and a similar rotation between all hunters and a similar rotation for all the other classes that you can actually look at and say, if you're playing them all correctly, they all will come somewhat within the range of each other, and you will, you know, you won't outpace other classes by too much. If you don't have that, and it's just a free-for-all, there's just no way to control any of this.
Right,
so
right.
They need to be able to control it.
Yeah. Blizzard could take a leaf out of the Power Rangers book, and they could just start like introducing, like, you know, the next expansion, everyone's a samurai.
Mm.
And so
I like that.
You're a samurai, or you're a mage samurai, and, you know, so everyone just gets swords.
Can we all link up some kind of giant robot?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All it is, though, we just stand on each other's shoulders.
Mm.
And then really inefficiently walk around because it's quite tricky.
All right, you're on the bottom.
Can we also give the girl pink, and we'll give the black guy black?
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll just, but not for any, like.
They really did do that, didn't they? They gave the black guy the black outfit, didn't they?
Yeah. They totally did.
What the hell?
They're like, you can't be the blue ranger.
And the Asian girl was in the yellow one, wasn't she?
Yeah. What's the deal with on Power Rangers? Was there ever a time when they defeated the bad guy not joining up into the giant robot? I don't think they ever did.
What's the point of that?
So no, why not just join up into the bloody robot to begin with? Why guys, you know what? I think this is one of those rare occasions we're going to have to join up again. It's like, no, every single time you did that.
Oh, anyway. That's hilarious. I thought the Pink Ranger was hot, and that's all I want to add to that.
Oh, totally.
Was one of the Rangers would get kidnapped or something. So it was like, how are we going to become the big thing now without, you know,
one-legged robot? Yeah.
All right. Well, I enjoyed that way more than I thought I would, this little excursion into a Power Rangers bill. Let's move on to call number two, which is what? About exploring the sea, Mon.
Hey, Instance Crew. This is Umbra Vita. I play level 90 Rogue on the Lightbringer US server. And keeping in line with you guys talking about new expansion packs and the potential for what Blizzard might do, send us into space or whatever, I kind of think that it would be great if they opened up the sea, made it potentially possible for us to build boats and explore Azeroth in a whole new way by sailing across the sea. I mean, that could open up new options for guild boats, personal boats, and different kinds of transportation and exploration. Let me know what you guys think. I want to give a shout-out to my guildmates in Doge, the Defenders of Justice on Lightbringer US, and for the Alliance.
Oh, for the Alliance. Ruin the whole call.
It's on, my friend.
He's basically talking about, like, Wind Waker, like Zelda Wind Waker.
Yeah, well, there's that Korean MMO, Arcage, and that one's, like, really cool. It's grindy as anything because it's Korean. But one of the features is you can build, like, galleons and boats and things like that, and guilds get together and they farm huge amounts of mats and spend ages building them, but then have a galleon which they can all stand on and drive around or sail, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's really cool and it looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Like visually, it's beautiful. Yeah. I don't know if it would really work in WoW's setting, but obviously with the heritage of, like, you know, Tides of War, you know, that was all boats and water and being badass.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool to see. I just don't know what the point of it would be.
I mean, if it's just for travel, there's no real point to it because right now we already have ships that take us places.
But maybe to do the raid content, you get a bonus if you've got your own ship to encourage, like, guilds to work together. Maybe that's how they gate content, kind of like I used to have a flying mount to access certain dungeon bits in, was it Burning Crusade? I guess it must have been.
Yeah,
they did that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, to get to certain things, you'd have to craft yourself either a personal boat or a guild galleon or something like that for a raid. I mean, it could be a fun thing to do, definitely. Mm. I don't think it probably fits with Warcraft. But like I said, Arcage, have a look. It's all in Korean. It's, you know, impossible to play, really. But there's a beta out. You know, you should give it a go. Check it out.
Give it a shot. Do you think they'll localize for the Western world or what?
They'd have to fix it, though, as well, and make it less grindy. It doesn't really work for a Western audience, I don't think. But it's very
cool. What I don't get, though, is we live in World of Warcraft. There's a thing called an airship, and yet somehow we still have regular ships. Why? Yep. Why even have regular ships anymore? Oh, you have an airship.
That's a really good point.
It's because airships are very expensive to make, so we can only make a few. So we have to make
it's
regular
another gold
ships.
Sink in the game.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's the thing. It's the goblins. They've got us by the cojones. Yeah. So
that's what makes them more expensive?
You can't see them grab your cojones, but yeah. What makes them more expensive? The tech, man. Those things are somehow they're flying with the slowest rotaries you've ever seen in your life.
From what I could tell, it's just gigantic fans that make them fly.
Do you reckon
fly,
it is?
So.
I reckon exactly. It's just a gnomish mage has cast, like, slow fall on it with a feather, and that's all it took was a feather. But they thought, we'll put some fans on the side. That'll make it look cool.
No, but see, that's the thing. If it's got slow fall on it, then you need less resistance to actually keep it up. So you need less fan, right? So the fan doesn't need to be spinning that hard.
Exactly. We've just explained slow fall. It.
Figured it out.
That's
figured it
awesome.
Out. Next figured question. Out.
Next question.
Next caller.
Solved.
And that's why there's no boats.
I say the reason they probably won't do something like this as an expansion point is just because it's not enough for a full expansion idea. But
They could. They do the Maelstrom.
Yeah, but that would just be part means to an end. Like, there's still
no. That would be where you'd go, and you have different islands. You can maybe even do like the Undermine, which you have to get to. By going to an island to then go into.
But I don't want any underwater. I don't want any more underwater stuff. I'm done with that.
Done with that.
I don't think Blizzard's very good at underwater.
Space.
I had a theory I want to share with you guys. So somebody over the weekend, last weekend, told me, a friend of mine said, hey, do you think that maybe Pandaria and its reception, while good and cool and big in its own way, was also a way for them to soften people up to prepare them for an expansion that could, quote, take you to space or to some other place that seems unlikely for the Warcraft fantasy universe. But because we're all okay with pandas now, that like that seemed like a silly idea, but then worked, that's to kind of break down our automatic barriers about the idea of going to space or some other thing like that. No?
I don't know. Pandas don't seem like a slippery slope to space to me.
Yeah. <You
know?
laughs>
My opponent doesn't understand space at all. Socialism.
It's like, yes. That's, you know, the look at the monkey argument or whatever. It's just like, you know, panda space. okay. I don't know.
If evolution is real, why are there still monkeys? Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. We'd the Hosen. I don't care as long as Hosen and Jinyu become the next races, the next playable races. I don't care.
Hosen.
That's what needs to happen.
I love the freaking Hosen.
Yeah,
but didn't you see now? All right. When we got space goats, didn't we already go space? You know, like, did we need pandas then?
Oh, good point. Good point. I'd forgotten. Yeah. But do you guys remember there was no small controversy about space goats when they came? People were like, yeah. Really? We're going to do this? It's going to be a crash spaceship? Really? You're ruining Warcraft.
Blizzard deflected that by giving paladins to the Horde and shamans to the Alliance. And then everyone was like, what? Oh my God! Come on! Yeah. And now we're like, oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. In fact, I'm going to go roll one now. That'd be good.
Well, there you have it. Next call. Did we even answer that? Yeah, we did. We said that, sure, they might.
Yeah.
Here's one about your pets and them being bigger.
Wondering, do you think that Blizzard would have implemented a feature which would enlarge your pets? Because even though I love my little Ragnaros and my Dark Whelpling, my mechanical gnome not so much, but I love them all. But they're really tiny and hard to see. Dills, hope you're feeling better.
So Dills, he hopes you're feeling better. Terpster's losing it.
Oh man, I am feeling better.
I got an email about this as well, and it told me I could enlarge my pets for $5.95. They're going to send me some callus. I don't know what it was.
Cialis,
yeah.
I think is what you're getting.
Cialis, is that what it is?
You don't want a callus. You don't want a callus.
I've never bought it, Scott, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Of course not.
But yeah,
once you enlarge it, you may develop a callus.
Don't they already? They already have trinkety crap that does this, right?
Pet biscuits. Yeah, you want to get yourself on the old TCG.
Yeah,
and they're cheap. You can buy like the codes off eBay. You know, people selling Papa Hummels for like, you know, $2, if that. And you get like, what was it, like 150 pet biscuits?
Yeah,
you can use it for quite a while.
Yeah.
Was it 50?
If you want to engorge your pets, this is the way to do it.
It is, but don't let them get too big or last 4 hours. Here's the thing you want to do. Yep. Here's what Blizzard should do. Make it so that pet code no longer makes them all misty and foggy, because that's not the same as just a bigger pet. It's a bigger pet, but now he's surrounded in like this blue fog that shows that he's been enlarged by these pet biscuits, and I never really liked that effect. So if they could remove that, then the pet biscuits answers this guy's question.
See, but what they'll do is they'll just bring out another card called Papa Hummer Lights, Papa Hummer Pet Biscuits Light, and it'd be like all the enlargement, 0 calories.
Ah, see?
That way you've got to buy the new one.
We have solved a problem that didn't exist. So thank you,
there
Internet.
You go.
Beautiful.
You're welcome, Blizzard, Planet Earth.
Here's an old question for Dills. Not an old question, an old call and comment for Dills. This is old well, you'll hear why it's old. Here you go.
Hey, this is Svander on the Dark Iron server. This morning I heard that the San Francisco Giants were going to the playoffs. And as someone who doesn't follow sports, all I could think of was how excited Dills must be. Congrats.
All right. That's all that was. It's just
another
grats. Get that baseball stuff out of our system.
I thought it was going to be something like, Dills, watch out for the Y2K bug. It's going to be a big thing.
It's going to be awful.
I've come from the future, and the Giants are now in St. Louis. They traded.
By the way, I have not checked my clout recently, but I have a feeling at this point, genital herpes is one of my influential topics.
You think so?
It's gotta be. Brilliant. I mean, yeah.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. That's gonna be an awkward thing to explain to a lady in the future. No, you see, I do a podcast, and they were joking, and I've never had. It's fine, but I've been checked as well.
I've been fine, and I've got condoms.
No. Oh, no. Okay. So far, still, Bill Murray seems to be my number one influential topic.
Oh, that's okay.
Why that is, but
okay. Why would that be?
Because it's Bill Murray.
Well, I do love Bill Murray. Yeah.
I haven't done the clout thing in ages. What is that? Does that even work?
I don't know what it really means. Your clout score is 78, Scott.
Oh, what is that? What
What's
is
mine?
It's out of 100. Yeah. So that's pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
You're 63.
63?
Yeah. But I'm actually, apparently I just dropped down, probably because of my Twitter silence during most of the World Series and playoffs. I'm now 62. I was also 63.
My biggest influencers are listening to this list, and one of them, I know one of them is listening right now, so I'll tell you who they are. Here's just a random bunch of numbers. Veronica Belmont, mm-hmm. Kat Hunter, Brian Dunaway,
Vanderlip!
Daniel Vanderlip's on there, which is cool. Right. She's a good friend down there to the Blizzard. But yeah, this whole thing is weird.
Now your influential topics make sense. Podcasts, World of Warcraft, gaming. That makes sense.
Oh, where are you seeing these topics? How do I
down a little bit below.
Yeah. Podcasts, World of Warcraft, and gaming. All right. That makes sense. And what are
Bill
your
Murray, mind now?
Blizzard, Giants. Now Giants make sense.
Bill Murray, what the heck?
I don't know how Bill Murray got in there.
That's really weird. It goes on more for me. It says my next one would be Netflix, technology, comics, online advertising, podcasting, again, somehow, Futurama, advertising, software, Microsoft Connect, Patrick Stewart, Richard Simmons. Richard Simmons?
Yep, Richard Simmons. Kung influential, Fu. Scott. You love to talk about Richard Simmons.
I think clout might be bullcrap. Go ahead, Terpster, what do you got?
Mine is Microsoft Connect, Peggle, and then John Travolta. How have I ever spoke once?
I don't think you've ever said anything about any of those three, let alone but one.
Apparently, you know, he's the one that I want. He is the one I want.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is crazy.
Ask your parents about that reference.
Just tell me more, Terpster.
That's great. Dude, I love that those are your topics. That's funny.
that's just a load of, that's confusing. But anyway.
It's really, really weird. But apparently I'm trying to see if any
Look,
of my friends
Clout knows, dude. Clout knows it all. So By the way, are you gonna pick up some perks, Scott? You probably get some perks.
How do you do that? What do you do?
There's a little thing with perks and you can get free stuff because of how influenced you are.
Where do you see this at?
It's in the dashboard somewhere.
Oh. Okay.
It looks like a little gift.
Oh, let me see if I've got anything. Oh, welcome to your dashboard. Thanks, freaking Clout. I know this is fun for listeners, but this is kind of Let's see. I don't have any. Apparently, I don't have any gifts. So there's nothing about gifts for me.
I've received a perk. I can get through airport security in less than 5 minutes with 3 months of clear.
Mm.
All right.
Wow, that's great. If you're a terrorist,
that is great. Good news for me. I am.
I think what we've learned here is Terpster's biggest influence is he wants to have a massage by an inappropriate man.
I think that's what it is. I want to control a game using my body whilst... What was the other thing?
Peggle. You want it to be random.
While playing Peggle on my iPhone.
Yeah.
While John Travolta gives me an inappropriate massage.
Yeah, you want a very unpredictable experience across the board. I think we have come to the bottom of it. Nice. Very nice. Brilliant. All right. Well,
maybe I can get John Travolta to nakedly dance in front of Microsoft Connect.
Nakedly?
And then I can just carry on playing Peggle.
I would also like him to nakedly dance in front of
me. Nakedly dance is the best way to dance.
Got an
nakedly.
Email from Luke Shepard, who is strong side of the Exo Guild on Sardress, who says, "Hey, Scott, Terpster, and Dills. You spelled your name wrong. That's fine. A few days ago, I lost my grandfather one day before Hurricane Sandy hit New York, and they lived in New York. So I'm heading up there for the funeral soon. But on a better note, the instance has helped me get my mind off all of it and laugh. I just want to thank you guys so much for making a great show and helping me through the tough times. Been listening for a few years now. Please keep up the good work, guys. Thanks, Luke." I like emails like this, and it's a reminder that people are going through tough stuff around the place, and we are happy to be in your ear holes. Hopefully we provide some entertainment and hopefully some information, probably more entertainment than information, but something to help you.
I think
you,
the information we give is incorrect anyway, so it's all entertainment all the time.
Right.
But yeah, thanks for these. These are cool, isn't it? Yeah, the thing is, it's like, you know, I've had tough times, Scott, in the past.
Of course.
And I've listened to podcasts, and I think they are fantastic.
I do too.
These emails are the reason we do this, right. Really.
Yep.
Well, because Luke followed up with another email where he gave me $50 as well. But it's just really good.
When
Terpster really
was
good.
Stuck here for 3 days for Nerdtacular, I remember that was a really rough time for him. And he listened to podcasts to sort of push it out of his head.
Well, sure. I say that. All I did is I just I sat next to you while you slept and listened to you talking in your sleep.
Yeah.
And that was like a podcast.
Yeah.
Only disturbing.
Also, I've decided. It really helped. Yeah, I've decided that Terpster and Justin Robert Young are. Are lovers now because they've shared the same bed.
Really?
They've stayed in the same bed. Yeah.
It's like being Eskimo brothers.
Well, yeah. Hang on. Can we just clarify that? That well, no. Surely that doesn't work for everyone who's been in that bed. So.
I know where you're going with that. And yes, I will back off my claim. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, Scott, Dad, please, let's keep this cool.
Because that might actually involve a grandparent at some point. So we're gonna lose that generalization.
You're gonna have to burn the bed now. You're gonna be like, Dad, why are you burning the bed? I'll be like, you don't want to know.
This is enlightening business. I want to thank our friends at GuildLaunch.com who today is their last day. I hope they come back, but their last day of being part of the show. They are awesome. Get your highly customizable, easy to use guild site. The stuff is so easy. They help you no matter what. And if you're looking to get started for on the cheap, you can get a free month right now. By using the code THEINSTANCE, all one word, check out for a free month when you sign up for a premium subscription to Guild Launch. Don't forget, 40,000 WoW guilds can't be wrong. Start your new guild site today at guildlaunch.com. Go check them out.
The drop of the week.
Now, stay tuned after this particular drop. We have a free T-shirt, instance T-shirt, to give away to some lucky listener. And it won't be somebody via the chat room today because you guys are getting jinx codes in the chat room. So stay tuned for that as well. But coming up, when we talk about Doghouse, we're going to also talk about this T-shirt. And you will be able to win that. So pretty excited about that. We'll do it via Facebook. I know some people are like, I don't use Facebook. Well, maybe you should for today.
Yeah, I guess you don't win a T-shirt.
I guess you don't win. We gotta spread it around. Try these different things. Maybe one day we'll do Google Plus for all you who have eschewed Facebook in favor of that. But for now, that's that. All right, today's drop of the week: Free Battle.net World Championship, says Bashiok, who posted this on Twitter. So I would call it official for everybody asking. He says, "Yes, the Battle.net World Championship will be streamed live for free from Battle.net/BWC, and that's going to be November 16th through the 17th." 100% free. They are not charging for it. You don't need a subscription for it. If you want to watch people play StarCraft and just murder each other in grand fashion, this is one of their big events for the year. Absolutely, absolutely free. So I'm pretty excited about it, actually. I'm going to watch this whole thing.
Good.
Providing my left eye is repaired properly. You guys know, I was just going to say, next week we have this brand new... When we do our next episode of this show, I will have a brand new left eye. Just want to mention that to the world.
Is it going to be a cyborg one?
Well, it's an implant, so yeah.
It's an implanted eye?
Yeah. Well, not the eye, but the lens. I'm getting a new lens, yeah.
Where are you getting the lens from? Terminator abilities on this thing?
No, I asked for the HUD version and the one that does like Zoom.
Can you get the smiley face eye that they have in Last Action Hero?
No. Although I can do that with contacts, but no, I had an injury when I was 14 or so, and that has resulted in a very early life cataract. I don't have one in the right eye, just the left, and it's getting so bad I can barely see out of it. Like if I close my right eye right now, my screen, I can't read anything on it. So they're gonna pop that thing out, put a new one in, give me super zoom vision, and then
that'd be so cool.
And then next week I'll be all
you should ask him to give you like more zoom in one eye.
Yeah,
and that way when you want to look in a far away, you just close the other eye.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's like having a telescope.
Yeah,
and you got a telescope wherever you go.
I'm with you.
Totally. And you can even have just an empty tube that you hold up to that eye, just so people don't kind of question it.
Yeah.
And then you'd be able to see a really long way.
Like they
just
do.
With your telescope eye.
I think it'd be cool if you could flip it around and then see everything smaller if you wanted.
And that upside would be cool. Down? That'd be great.
So, yes. It's on Twitter. Sure. I love, because the fact is, I mean, I'm sure they announced it on the website as well, mm-hmm. but the fact that Blizzard's now letting people be more Twittery with everything they do, because I go to Twitter every day. And I get my news and my interactions and everything through Twitter.
Yeah.
And I just love the fact that Blizzard is really kind of embracing this and allowing their employees to embrace it as well, because it's just so convenient. If you follow Bashiok, you find this out.
Yeah.
If you follow kind of Ghostcrawler, you know, that's where he's given all these things, like saying, like, yeah, we fixed Hunters. Yeah, we've got this coming up. You know, it's like a direct line, and I love it. It's great, yep. And I really like that they're embracing it.
Yeah, so. It's exciting stuff. So,
by the way, have you seen the prize pools for these contests?
I'm sure they're outrageous.
First place, $105,000.
Is that all?
Global finals.
Well, they gave the team, the League of Legends guys, what was that, $1 million pot for the winning team? But they had to split it. But I think it depends on whether it's individual or not. But yeah, that's some cash, man.
It's not bad for playing games, is it?
Yeah. I'm guessing he's Korean, so even better, you know, transfer from Dong to whatever. It's not Dong, is it? What's their currency?
That's Wang.
Is it Wang? So my brother Matt is Korean, and he would know, and he'll kill me for not knowing this, but it's something like Dong is Vietnam. I don't know. Yeah, so watch for that. BWC. It's battle.net/BWC, absolutely free, 16th through the 17th. I'm excited to watch it. I'm totally stoked about it for some reason. I don't know why.
Free esports. Yay.
Yeah, free. Okay, contest time. I'm going to give away some Jinx codes. Chat room, you guys are the lucky winners of today's Jinx codes. These were provided to us, and we've got more to do next week as well, but it's Marcus A. Kobold, which is awesome because no take candle. Let's give some away, shall we? Here, let's do a little. We need some music for this. Close enough. When I said music, I didn't actually mean from you, but yes, go ahead and do that, and that's fine.
You use the official music, la-di-da, production values.
I know, fancy sound effect show right here. So here we go, everybody. Put your hands up. Who wants them? I'm going to give it to the first person I pick, and that person is... First person is Aetherix, and I'm going to put it in your chat room, or in your chat room, your private message there in the chat. So make sure you check that.
Put it there, Scott.
I'm going to give it to. Second one is going to go to. Let's see. I'm just picking them at random here. Yeah. Let's do DeFatty.
You give it to DeFatty.
DeFatty every time. Let me pull that up and paste it in there. You do these at the Jinx site. You just put in your codes. I am not your tech support. You'll figure it out. All right. Congratulations, you two. Next week, two more codes.
Hooray!
Yeah, way to go, guys. Now, the big news of the week, as far as I'm concerned, free t-shirt opportunity here with the Instance t-shirt through slashloot.com. Now, a little bit of background. The official t-shirt. That's true. Slashloot.com is a joint effort between myself and John Pryor, the founder of Doghouse Systems. And we both decided some time ago that there's not an easy enough way to get t-shirts made in a fast and sort of awesome, efficient way and still retain quality, right? So this thing's just getting started, but one of the things that's actually up there is this Instance shirt. It's been up there for a little while. It's a black t-shirt with our big Instance logo on the front. And it is there for the taking and absolutely free in this contest. So we're going to give one away. It doesn't matter what size you are. If you're a lady or a man, we got you covered. Here's what you're going to do. Yeah, literally. You're going to go to facebook.com/theinstance, and you're going to enter a comment in the thing that's not there yet, so don't do anything yet, but soon there'll be a post, which will have all the links and the stuff so you can go see the shirt and everything. In there, you're going to tell me why you think you should win it, and next week we will award the winner of that free t-shirt.
I'm hoping it's a very attractive woman who says, I've got no clothes, so I need to have some.
Same as
And
same
she
as
won't
me.
Win, because I will want to retain her in that perfect way.
Yeah, you want what I want. I'm with you.
Yeah.
We're on the same page.
I want that.
While I'm mentioning that, though, it is important to say Doghouse Systems is fantastic. I freaking love my rig. Every time I get a new game, I'm like, is this going to be the one that slows down my video card? Is this going to be the one that I finally can't be on Ultra? Nope. I still haven't hit one. It's all everything runs at freaking max everything. I've had this machine for almost 2 years now, and I'm just
screaming. My
Mac
Pro, which costs like $1 billion.
Right.
Its graphics card exploded.
I heard about this.
And I was like, ah, now it doesn't work. Mm. And I was like, actually, why do I care? I got my Doghouse. And I've been rocking it. Things are great.
Yeah.
And like, you know, iTunes still works. So it's basically as good as the Mac was.
Yeah.
But it games like nothing else still. And I love it.
That's the
so
point.
Good.
Yeah. The gaming is what they do the best. And it's, I love it. I can't wait to play games on it. I just finished Mark of the Ninja, which, by the way... Mm-hmm. I know it was an Xbox Live Arcade game as well, and it doesn't take that much to push this thing video-wise, but holy crap, that's just about on my top three list of games of the year. I freaking love that game.
Yeah?
Yeah, really good. Redefine the way I think about stealth games, but there's so much
at
your
what
fingertips.
You want to play. So there's a game out called Chivalry.
Yeah, I hear that's great.
It's so funny. It's like, it's a little bit buggy, but that's part of its charm.
Yeah.
And it is literally, you just have a sword, or you can fire arrows and stuff, or have a big pole axe or something like that.
Yeah, it's like Unreal 3 engine, like running around.
Hacking people up as a knight.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. And it looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's an amazing game. I've seen some really video, like, but I haven't played it yet. But that game, games like that, which was started as a Kickstarter, now available on Steam for like $24 or something. There are many games like that. I mean, so many games. I have 180 games, and I've, you know, 90% of them cost me like under $10. It's just the world we're living in with PC games. Get a Doghouse system to play all these games. You'll love it. I do. I can't wait to play more. I'm going to be playing a little Counter-Strike later today, which I love. The new Counter-Strike Global Ops is awesome. I really enjoy it. Anyway, go check them out, doghousesystems.com. Use Henry at checkout. That's the name of my tiger in Warcraft, and the name of your code to get double the memory at doghousesystems.com. We appreciate their support of the show. All right. That's going to do it. That's it. Watch that contest on Facebook coming up later today. I'll let everyone know via Twitter and Facebook when it's up. Let's get out of here. Before we do, I don't know, Terpster, you got anything you want to... You got the ultimate show of constant awesomeness or whatever it's called.
Ah, the incredible podcast of amazing awesomeness.
That's the one.
Yeah, we didn't do one last week because I was not feeling well. So we're going to do one this week. So tune in. It'll be live on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it will be later available as a video and audio and stuff. Go to incrediblepodcast.com to see it.
It's beautiful. And again, congrats to Yogs for the big win last week. That was really cool.
Oh, the joystick. Oh, it's beautiful.
That's really, you look, oh my gosh, could you be more dressed like a freaking weirdo out there though? Like,
didn't like it.
These guys go out for this award and everybody's wearing casual this and that. Simon's in just pants and a shirt. Everybody just looks normal, but Terpster's in like a three-piece freaking vest.
I looked like a sharp-dressed man. And
that was so funny.
I had numerous people come up to me and say, "I'm glad you made the effort." And I was like, "What? This is just my normal clothes. What are you talking about?"
I laughed so hard.
This is how I dress normally.
I loved it. There's that. And those guys, but for whatever reason, the Europeans are also killing us on games videos on YouTube. I don't know why they're doing that, but good luck to America. We need to come back.
Stop enjoying the English accent is what America needs to do.
That's probably what it is. We need to quit thinking that's great and giving them all the views.
Except ladies, don't.
Yeah, don't do that. Dills, what do you got going on? What are you doing?
The Litquake thing, we just had the Litquake Festival, so there's going to be a bunch of new episodes with all kinds of stuff coming up soon, and we're just kind of compiling hours and hours of audio, so that'll be blowing up pretty soon. But this coming week, I'm going to be going to Las Vegas for the Mediocre Golf Association World Championships, that's pretty much going to be my week. The TorgerCast stuff, I mean, the Giants just won. That's kind of over now.
Sure.
We'll be doing some episodes during the offseason. That really slows down once baseball stops. So right now it's all about mediocre golf for me. So we will be actually streaming a bunch of that live. We're going to be using the Google Plus Hangouts to stream a bunch of stuff on YouTube. So if you check out mgatour.com, you can find out all about that stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. And if you're in Vegas and you see a guy with a low-brimmed Giants hat, you'll probably that's probably Dills, so go say hi.
Yeah, who may be slightly tipsy and also probably slicing a golf ball into the trees. Yeah. That is me
into the side of Caesars.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to that sounds like a lot of fun for you guys. In the meantime, please support the dude who made our opening music theme. His name is Matthew Oxley, and you can find his work at matthewoxley.com. You can email us at theinstance@gmail.com. please do that. You can call us 206-202-3WOW. That's 206-202-3969. Our forum, show notes, archives, and more can be found at theinstance.net. We're on Twitter at Instance Show. You can also follow us individually. Terpster's at the_T. Dills is at Willie Dills. And I'm at Scott Johnson, all one word. You can find us on Facebook and that contest at /TheInstance. I want to thank Paul Swickard. He is our intern and doing incredible work on the blog. Big thanks to him and for helping me out last week with a big part of BlizzCon. That was awesome. Also, you can find more great shows just like this at frogpants.com. If I might recommend one, it might be something like, say, The Morning Stream, which airs Monday through Thursday every week with myself and Mr. Brian Ibbett of Coverville fame. That's The Morning Stream at frogpants.com. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Dale's over there, for Terpster Ride over there.
Yay.
We'll see you next time.
Four!
Greetings, and welcome to Slashgrass. I'm your host, Yifeng G4. I'm here to talk to you about the fun achievements you can earn in the World of Warcraft. This week, we're going for 90-plus achievement points that will include an account-wide mount, exalted rep, and exploration. The Disc of the Red Flying Cloud is a mount that's only sold by the Lorewarkers, and you can only get this mount when you're exalted with them. To do this easily, you're just going to need about an hour of your time, the TomTom add-on, head over to slashgrats.com and pick up the coordinates I provided, and fly around and read each one. There are a total of 9 stories, and they're all broken up, so that's why you have to fly all around and just read them all up. After you reach the end of each story, you're going to get an achievement along with an item in your mailbox, which is a quest return that you'll bring back to Lorewalker Cho. Lorewalker Cho is going to act out each of these 9 stories for you. So you're going to click on, you're going to have 9 of these quest returns, and you're going to get 9 fun little stories to watch. After you're done with all 9 of those, you will be exalted, and you'll be able to buy that mount. And not to mention, while you're out there flying around, I hope you explored the whole area to get some more points. You can find me on the web at slashgrats.com, where you can catch up on these segments and even submit your own screenshot for the world to see. If you have some feedback, email me at feedback@slashgrats.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm YifengG4. See you next week.
Ready, aim, what?
This is Hunter Talk. I am Johnny Feisty, the Hunting Hunter, with tips to make your hunter hunterific. This week's topic is mending fences. Joining me this week is my companion and former co-host, Flappy the Dragonhawk. I said former co-host, shut your trap. Last time we visited, I believe I may have still been in Pet Battle Prison. I'm serious, Flappy, that's enough out of you. Anywho, I fixed the misunderstanding between myself and the Ministry of Pet Battles caused by the certain actions of a certain Dragonhawk co-host regarding my Golden Dragonhawk hatchling. So I've found a new game to play with Flappy. Basically, it's this. Run into an area that's a few levels too high for you, send your pet to attack the first mob you see, then run around and pull every mob you see towards your pet, then feign death. Wait a few moments, watch your pet's health bar go down, and voila! Lesson learned. Rinse and repeat as necessary.
Excuse me, Mr. Feisty?
Yeah?
I'm with the Ministry of Hunter Pets. We need to talk about...
No we don't. Looks like we're out of time. Thanks for listening to Hunter Talk. Big ups to Flappy. Follow me at Johnny Feisty on Twitter.
JohnnyFeisty. Because he likes you.
World stunned as Blizzard announces sale. It's the overly dramatic news. I'm Hunts the Wind. The other shoe in the entertainment world dropped today as Blizzard announced that it, like LucasArts before it, had been acquired by Disney. In an effort to obtain more information on the implications of this purchase, a crack team of spies recruited by ODN founder Akuzad liberated a secret memo detailing Disney's future plans. Many gnomes died to bring us this information. The biggest news the memo reveals is that the oft-delayed Warcraft movie is slated for 2016, along with StarCraft and Diablo movies the next year. Controversy, however, is likely to erupt as a result of the casting suggestions the memo makes for the movies. The Beast from Beauty and the Beast is slated to play the role of Diablo, while Woody from Toy Story will get a chance to stretch his acting muscles by taking on the role of StarCraft's Jim Rayner. In Warcraft, Ursula from The Little Mermaid has been tapped to play Queen Therizane, while Yoda will be Trade Prince Gallywix. The critical role of Thrall will be played by Kermit the Frog, which made the choice of Miss Piggy for Jaina Proudmoore a natural one. Finally, all Disney executives agreed that there was only one actor that could adequately bring to life the complex character of Garrosh Hellscream, Star Wars Jar Jar Binks. In other news, Obi-Wan Kenobi reported a great disturbance in the Force, as if millions of gamers cried out in shock and disbelief and then fell silent. Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
Revan Geek and Noggin Fogger Elixir present Real Azrothian Heroes.
Real Azrothian Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Pooh Quest Designer.
Mr. Pooh Quest Designer.
here.
Okay, we don't know how this all got started. Maybe it was a bad experience following a food truck burrito in the Blizz parking lot.
Coding the caca!
But now, with each new expansion, we wait and anticipate when we will come across, or should we say step in, what you've left for us.
Scat! Dat! Scat-a-dat-a-do!
Programming to bridge the gap between game and guano, you work diligently, pushing harder, until finally you produced a solid effort.
Too much Darnassian blue!
So crack open an ice-cold Noggin-Fogger elixir, you true blue member of the Poo Crew. We'll check our shoes. You keep doing what you do.
Mr. Pooh Quest Designer!
Follow me on Twitter at RevanGeek, hear old episodes at RevanGeek.blogspot.com, and subscribe to Revan Geek's Parody Palace on iTunes. Special thanks to Twitter user Brennel Torin for this week's idea.
What's up, guys? This is Kephas, your friendly neighborhood monk, and on today's Mod Minute, we're going to talk about NPC Scan. NPC Scan is a well-known, widely used mod that's been around for a very long time. What it does is it helps you track rares by placing an icon of them up on your screen when you're in proximity. The way it works is that NPC Scan will check your cache whenever you've found a new mob. The problem with this is that once you've found the mob, you won't find it again. The long-standing solution for this is to go into your WoW directory and delete your cache before you load up the game. But I've discovered an even easier way to manage this. And by discovered, I mean I read about it on my guild forums. For this to work, you must delete your cache once and load up WoW to create a new, fresh cache file. All you have to do is open up your WoW directory and go into your cache folder. Then go into the WDB folder. And there, you'll find a file that says creaturecache.wdb. Right-click that file and open up Properties. Then click the checkbox that says Read Only, and you're done. Now your creature cache will always stay fresh, and anytime you're in the proximity of a rare, NPC Scan will alert you. And I'd like to give credit to Fracta from AIE for posting this on the forums. You can find NPC Scan on Curse. You can follow me on Twitter at TheKephas, and you can learn more about Mod Minute by heading over to modminute.blogspot.com. This is Kephas. Until next time.
Welcome, students, to Monk Meditation, your weekly update on all things Monk.
This week's lesson, Level 30 Talents. At level 30, Monks get a choice between three abilities that do both damage and healing. Each ability costs 2 Chi to use. The first is Chi Wave. This shoots out a wave of Chi that looks and sounds like a firework. It will bounce between targets, healing friends and damaging enemies. Zen Sphere can be cast on a friendly target, which will receive healing over time. It will also damage the closest target within 10 yards. The monk may cast a sphere again in order to detonate it, giving a burst of healing and damage. The last is Chi Burst. You charge up for about a second and unleash a
Hadouken
at your target, either friendly or an enemy within 40 yards. It will heal all friendlies and damage all enemies in its path. You can follow me on Twitter at WowMonk or on AIE as Chai T.
I'll Luder the Mage here telling you where to find the pets. Because there are tons of them. One thing that's been made abundantly clear to me is that rep grinding for pets is so last expansion. So, why didn't anyone let the Order of the Cloud Serpent know? The Order of the Cloud Serpent is located in the Jade Forest Arboretum. When you hit level 90, they will allow you to do dailies and train up a baby dragon hatchling. This isn't fun. But at the end, when you hit Exalted, they will also allow you to catch some of the dragon hatchlings flying around the area. They come in red, green, and blue, just like your mount options. Yeah, that's right. You get to work your butt off so that you can then work to find a rare dragon hatchling in the area. 3 of them! Gee. Thanks! The Jade and the Golden Wild hatchlings have identical movesets, while the Crimson one has healing abilities and Scorched Earth. And remember, guys, these dragons start out at a whopping level 24, so don't go charging in without the appropriate team. They will lose about 3 levels once they are tamed. It's like the party never ends. If you like this segment, or you want to tell me how awesome I am, you can follow me on Twitter at Aludra_AIE, Old shows are at aludraspets.com, and more Battle Pet information can be found at battlepet.net.
Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacode, your mini-cast on all things Holy Paladin. This week, Holy Paladin healing on the 10-man normal Stone Guard encounter of the Mogoshan Vault's raid. Now, this will not be a detailed strategy guide on this fight, but a brief synopsis on how I go about healing this encounter. This fight has four bosses that rotate three into the 10-man encounter for that week, similar to the Halfless Wormbreaker boss of Bastion of Twilight and Tier 11. Each boss has a special attack that I will mention. Amethyst Guardian drops Amethyst Pools, which inflict AoE shadow damage from the ground if standing inside it. All you have to do is move out of the purple circle. Cobalt Guardian launches Cobalt Shards onto the players. They look like giant crystal prisms. Just move out of their general location, but be aware that they have a 7-yard radius that is indicated by a red circle, so make sure you're out of the circle. If your ground clutter is set to low, you won't see it. Trust me, I learned this the hard way before I realized my settings had to be adjusted. Jade Guardian fires Jade Shards out onto the raid, inflicting nature damage to everyone. All you can do here is heal through it. Jasper Guardian, this guy attaches two players together using the Jasper Chains. They inflict fire damage onto the two players if they're over 10 yards apart from one another. Be advised there will be more than one chain up. We dealt with this mechanic simply by buddying up while chained and never breaking them. So the way I go about healing on this fight is beaconing one tank while direct healing the other, keeping Sacred Shield up on them at all times. Light damage is healed using Holy Light and Holy Shock, while heavy damage gets managed using Divine Light heals. While grouped up, I'll throw down a Light's Hammer to help with raid damage and combine Holy Radiance with Light of Dawn to help keep up the raid when we're taking tons of heavy raid damage. Get to know your raid and personal cooldowns like the back of your hand, for they really come in handy throughout this fight. Also, take advantage of Lay on Hands. It's there for a reason. So hope this helps out, and good luck with the fight. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C, or check out my blog page at healingspec.com.
The Training Dummies, with Hoofit, Hand, and Hotbox.
Thanks for joining us for episode 18 of The Training Dummies. Let's introduce our special guest, Affinity.
For everyone who doesn't know, Affinity is the monk healer from World Class Guild Blood Legion.
I think they need more poop collection quests, honestly. You shouldn't have to rely on something to tell you that you're being stupid. I love mouseovers. Yay! Spirit, and a little bit more spirit on the side if you so choose for more spirit.
Yep.
Don't forget the Tebow glyph on the paladin. That's a must-have.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Be sure to check out our website at thetrainingdummies.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. If you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to send in an email or record an MP3. That can go to theshow@thetrainingdummies.com.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo-woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo-woo!
Hello, Azrothians. This is Skyrest back for an exciting episode of One Drake Trips, where we explore the far reaches of Azeroth for exotic locales. Today we'll be taking an adventure into Pandaland and heading into the Jade Forest. We'll be going to a small island off the coast located at 5213, just north of the Shreela village. Best bet to get there would be to either warp into the Jade Forest or the Vale and take a quick flight to the northeast. You will need to be level 90 so you can fly, or have the help of your friendly neighborhood warlock. Hint, we are not that friendly. And two others to summon you. On this island/mountain, you will find a picturesque little cottage owned by a grumpy old panda man, Carr. Don't know why he'd be so grumpy when he has so many beautiful balloons tied to the top of his house. Joining him would be a grummel named Rusty Nail, who will give you some friendly advice, and their trusty pup, Dig. If you do not get the reference being made here, why don't you go look it up? Stupid pun, fully intended. This is definitely not Blizzard's only pop culture location, and you will see more on future episodes of One Drake Trips. If you'd like to see a video guide to this location, or get some info on the Brawlers Guild, currently on the PTR, check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/scarrestongaming. If you have any location suggestions, email me at skarest@gmail.com. Till next time, keep on exploring.
Thromka, and welcome to Ask Miss Melgra, your source on matters of etiquette in Azeroth. Today's question is, what should I do with my leftover Hallows End candy? If you need to impress your friends at a Hallows End party, eating soothing spearmint candy will make you look cool, but only if you are not already a complete dork. If you have a date, you could eat pyroblast cinnamon balls until you look hot. You'd best have plenty on hand. Or you could just drink the ogre mead you have left from Brewfest to make your date look hot. Fortunately, the cinnamon balls and ogre mead are a complimentary pairing for your palate. I am Smelgra, and that is my advice. Akamagosh! Follow at Miss Mulgra on Twitter or listen to previous episodes at missmulgra.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.